All right. Good turnout today. Well, it's always good to get back on the field and, you know, be working with everybody in phase three. We were able to do a little bit in phase two against air and get some teaching instruction in, but this is much better. Able to progress faster and just do more with our team starting yesterday and for the next couple of weeks. So it's always good to get to that point. We have a lot of new players on the team, some we got a couple of weeks ago, and other guys that have come to us at different points in time during the off season. But kind of good to get everybody out there and see them working. We have guys in different stages of rehab and so forth. So, but it's you know, a good step in the process. We got a long, long way to go and a lot of work to do. So we'll just take it one day at a time and keep moving forward. But it's been a good group and had a lot of good leadership, a lot of young guys taking more active roles, and as well as having some other guys that Julian, Hightower, guys like that didn't play much last year that are obviously involved in things now. So, but in any case, new team, new year, and like I said, we'll just take it one step at a time and keep moving along.
Bill, Tom's not here today. Have you guys spoken at length about...
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here. The guys that are here are improving. They're working hard. And those are the guys we're going to focus on.
You mentioned the leadership in some of the young players that maybe have stepped up leadership-wise. Does anyone stand out to you?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Is it challenging to... not have your starting quarterback to be using your backup and your third-string quarterback?
All the guys that are here, not everybody's working, but all the guys that are out here working are improving, and it's a great opportunity for them and for our team to come together. That's what's happening.
I imagine you saw that Wesley and Cross made it to the national championship.
Yeah, John's done a great job with the team, and... you know, always tough going against those Maryland teams, but I'm sure John will have them there.
So, when Rob Gronkowski had mentioned he's going to play next season, he talked about coming to meet with you, and he called it a productive meeting. How much would you share the same view of that time when Rob came in to meet with you?
Yeah, like I said, Mike, I'm focused on the guys that are here, and those are the guys that... we're working with in this OTA process in phase three, and those are the guys I'm concentrating on. That's who we're focused on.
Coach, how important are OTAs in laying the foundation for your year? I mean, how important is it for guys to be here?
Well, we got a long way to go, as I said. We got a long, long way to go. Each day is an opportunity for us, and we try to make the most out of every opportunity. That's what we do all year long.
We haven't spoken to you since before the draft. So, what did you like about Sony Michel coming out of college?
Yeah, I think Nick covered all that. Nick did a great job with the draft, going through all the people and everything. So, I'll just second what he said.
You drafted wide receiver Braxton Berrios in the seventh round. What stuck out to you most about him?
Was the same thing. Yeah, same thing.
What do we expect about
Julian as he continues to work his way back? What are your expectations of him at this stage?
Our expectations are day to day. So, like I said, every day is an opportunity for us individually and as a team to improve and get better and take another step towards the start of the season. And that's what we're all doing. All of us are in different states, different parts of that process, but wherever we are, we're all gaining on it.
Are these still learning periods and sessions right now as opposed to competitive, or are they competitive as well in terms of what you can show what you've mastered?
Yeah, they're non-contact practices, though.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah. Are they competitive, or you just care how someone performs relative to someone else, or not?
Well, there are a lot of restrictions that we have to abide by. That's what we're doing.
So I know always just looking to improve and get better, but with phase three in mind, what is really the objective of getting out of these OTAs?
For everybody to improve every day, every opportunity we get. We're working a lot of people, so meetings, walkthroughs, film sessions, individual periods, team periods. A lot of people to get a lot of reps to. Nobody's getting all of them. We all learn from every play, and that's the stage we're in right now.
Bill, is Brian Hoyer taking on any more of a leadership role or handled any more the past few weeks?
I mean, Brian does a great job. He's done a great job for us. He has a lot of experience. He knows our offense inside and out. And yeah, he does a great job.
Bill, the rookies have been here for a couple of weeks now. Are you pleased with how they've acclimated to the place?
Well, it's a long process. Those guys got a long way to go. They're working hard. I think they're gaining on it. Gets a little tougher each day. We'll just have to see how it goes over a period of time. But it'll get a lot more challenging than what it is now. But we're making progress.
Guys, let's take two more.
Rookies feel like you get some numbers like a quarterback in 58. Is there any method behind that, or is that sort of like the equipment guy just hasn't got around to the jersey numbers yet for those rookies?
Yeah, really not too worried about all the important stuff, Mike, like the numbers and what color gloves we wear and all that. That's not really at the top of the list right now. Trying to learn football, trying to become a team, trying to get better each day. That's really where our focus is.
And is that the message to the rookies? Those numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to get better and work hard and become a better team each day.
And Coach Bielema, how has he helped you this offseason and going forward?
Yeah, we have a good staff. We have a lot of great people. I'm very fortunate to be working with a lot of talented people, and they all help me a lot. They all do a great job. Our support people, our coaching staff, scouting staff, all the other people in video, training, equipment, and so forth, operations. Yeah, we have real good support staff, and they all do a critical job as part of our success. And glad we have them.
All right.
Okay. Yep, thank you.
Thanks, bro.